Now the extras really did have something to worry about, for the avowed became quite loud and angry, and my short tenure as self-appointed leader looked to be at an end. But before they pulled me down and anathematized me, I nodded to Saman, who strode forward. I reached down and grabbed his hand and pulled him up to stand alongside me. The novel sight of a Fra touching an Ida broke the other's concentration for a moment. Then Saman began to speak, which was so arresting that after the first few words he had a silent, almost rapt audience. A couple of centenarian sewers plugged their ears and closed their eyes in silent protest. Three others turned their backs on him.
Fra Spelikon told me to go to the telescope of San Smithra and Mylax and retrieve a photo-mnemonic tablet that Fra Orlo had placed 3 hours before the Starhenge was closed by the Warden Regulant.
Saman announced in correct but strangely accented Orth.
I obeyed. He did not issue any command as to information security relating to this tablet. So before I gave it to him, I made a copy.
And with that, Saman withdrew a photo-mnemonic tablet from a bag slung over his shoulder.
It contains a single image that Fra Orlo created but never got to see. I summon the image now, he said, manipulating its controls. Fra Erasmus here saw it a few minutes ago. The rest of you may view it if you wish.
He handed it down to the nearest avowed. Others clustered around, though some still refused even to acknowledge that Saman was present.
We need to be discreet and not show this to the extras, I said, because I don't think they have any idea what we are up against.
We, meaning everyone on Arb. But no one heard me because by then they were all looking at the image on the tablet. What the tablet showed did not force anyone to agree with me, but it was a huge distraction from the argument we'd been having. Those who were inclined to see things my way derived new confidence from it. The rest of them lost their nerve.